would you get if you took a podcast like Serial, which is the gold standard in the true crime genre, and you mashed it up with a movie like Bull Durham? You know that movie. For decades, it's been the movie about life in baseball's minor league system. And then, what if you added into that mix Field of Dreams, where, of all things, a hot dog ruined the big league dreams of a young ball player?
I know. You'd get something like this.
Somebody says, "You think we'll play?" And that's when Tony Tillman came in with water dripping off me. He goes, "Boys, it's raining like a cow pissing on a flat rock."
Shoot, when we went to play the Kingsport Mets, we played at a high school field.
I remember sleeping in the luggage rack.
And I thought he had a promising future, and I heard that the following spring training, he got really messed up in a jet ski accident.
I know Ashley all the time was going to the concession stand getting nachos and hot dogs all the time and get them to the players, so he thinks he was getting over on me, but he really wasn't.
You know, in minor league baseball, as is the case, I'm sure, in college, Division I college football and college basketball, the odds are still, you know, stacked against most of these guys.
Welcome to the mysterious and unbelievable case of the Bat Boy and the Hot Dogs, a new podcast debuting during the 2020 baseball season. I'm Ashley Pace.
And I'm Josh Durham.
The 1990 Burlington Indians were loaded with big league talent. The North Carolina town has had a rookie league baseball team for nearly 35 years. But that 1990 team, there were more future major leaguers on that team than any other.
David Bell, who's the current manager of the Cincinnati Reds. He was a Burlington Indian in 1990.
Alan Embry, who closed out the 2004 epic comeback for the Red Sox over the Yankees in the American League Championship.
It's the little kid in the backyard. When you throw the ball up in the air and you hit it, or you're throwing it against a wall, you play that little World Series game in your head several times. That's the feeling. It's a kid moment. It's the only way to describe it. And then a euphoric moment.
He was a 1990 Burlington Indian.
And Hall of Famer Jim Thome, who hit 612 home runs in the major leagues. He, too, was a member of the 1990 Burlington Indians. That 1990 team had seven future major leaguers in all.
But there were many more from that team that didn't make it. For them, maybe it was because they didn't have big league talent, or there just weren't spots available on a major league roster, or even injuries made it impossible.
Or maybe they chose a different path altogether, like football.
Well, I grew up playing all sports and was blessed with some decent talent to play all of them, but really football is what I love.
That's Purdue head football coach Jeff Brohm. He, too, was a 1990 Burlington Indian.
But for one member of the 1990 team, it might have been a completely different reason he didn't make it. He never played another season of professional baseball.
And that might have been because of the Bat Boy and the Hot Dogs.
I sure hope it wasn't.
So, Ashley and I were both on the team that summer, too. Okay, we worked for the team that summer. I had just graduated from high school.
And I was a rising high school senior.
I filmed the pitchers and batters so that the manager and the pitching coach could watch and rewatch how their players were progressing.
And me? I was the Bat Boy that you're talking about.
Those were some of the best jobs we've ever had.
To this day, we still talk about those great times.
But for the last 30 years, we've been haunted by this question. Did Ashley Pace, the Bat Boy with the Hot Dogs, cost a professional ball player his dream of playing in the big leagues?
So we decided to create this podcast to find out. We're two best friends embarking on a trip down memory lane, reliving that great summer from 30 years ago. We'll tell a baseball tale that's been kept under wraps for nearly three decades.
We catch up with players, coaches, and staff from that great team. We'll hear about what life is like in the minors.
We even take on another mystery that has arisen since we started this project. Why is Major League Baseball out to kill the minor leagues?
Okay, so it's not going to kill the minor leagues entirely, but Major League Baseball does have a plan to eliminate dozens of minor league teams across the country in places like Auburn, Bluefield, Chattanooga, Daytona, Great Falls, Missoula, Ogden, and Williamsport, and even Burlington, North Carolina.
And personally, I think it's a huge injustice to the whole game.
We're going to do our best to keep baseball going in the minors. You guys deserve your teams.
Here's Miles Wolf, the former owner of the Durham Bulls and the man who brought baseball to Burlington in 1986.
I'm not sure I understand the rationale. I mean, they say the reason is to, you know, save money, but Major League Baseball's never been making more money than it's making now.
We take on that mystery, and of course we take on the mystery that's haunted us for decades.
You mean, was it indeed the Bat Boy in the dugout corridor with the hot dogs?
So grab some peanuts and Cracker Jack or some hot dogs and settle in. Subscribe now to make sure you don't miss a single episode.
Do 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 do, close out music. Don't do don't do don't don't.